High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we've been chatting a lot about the fire in Parliament. We've been chatting about the safety issues, the fire issues, but more importantly, we also needed to discuss the political implications. Joining us now is Dr. Ralph Matecha. He is a political analyst, and hopefully he'll be able to make sense of this very unexpected tragic event. Dr. Matecha, good morning to you and a very warm welcome to High FM.
Good morning, Chad, and good morning to our listeners. Compliments of the new year, and great to be chatting to you.
So the burning of Parliament, it's not a, or by all observations, it's not a terror attack. It's not an attack on our democracy. For all intents and purposes, it's just a display of pure negligence on the part of whoever was responsible for ensuring that such an important building was kept safe. I'm sure there's going to be political fallout. So let's look at this from a twofold perspective. What reputational issues and political implications are there going to be? And from a practical perspective, what happens when Parliament is meant to reconvene?
Well, let's start with the practical implications. What has happened? What does it mean in terms of Parliament going on about its duties? Actually, the building, which is Parliament, which unfortunately caught fire, and I think I share similar sentiment that this might have a lot to do with negligence. Of course, we will hear more after thorough investigations have been carried out on this. But it looks like, I don't think that there's been any deliberate attack on Parliament. But it is also telling, quite symbolic of our democracy, where we are, where we need Parliament so much. And I think that Parliament does not depend on the venue. Practically, Parliament can be held almost anywhere. You can actually hold Parliament in a school. You can go to the people. The Constitution actually would allow Parliament to be held where people are. It can be taken to the people. So practically, this should have no direct implications on the functioning of Parliament. But I think that from political point of view, this is Parliament that is becoming increasingly intense. I mean, I cannot help but remember the last bill that was processed was expropriation, which brought a real tension between the governing party and opposition parties. And this is the Parliament that is going to be looking at the Zondo Commission. As some are saying, the report should be released to Parliament instead of the executive. But it burned down. What does it actually mean? Can it symbolically also rise above the ashes? Can it do this work? Can Parliament in South Africa constitute itself differently in terms of the attitude of parties working towards the people instead of pursuing maybe your party interest and so forth? So practically, this should not have any direct implications on the work that Parliament ought to do. The work can be done almost anywhere. But I think it is also telling of the state of our democracy, our Parliament being on fire.
The symbolism is not lost on us. The symbolism of our seat of democracy, although you've said we can sit anywhere and continue the business of Parliament, the symbolism of that structure being on fire, our emergency services responding, the fire reigniting, the necessary measures not being in place to prevent the fire or to warn of the fire when it broke out. Is that not further symbolic of the state in which we find ourselves, where we find a lack of service delivery, where we find that most of our important institutions are lacking in terms of safety and security as a result of a lack of integrity, accountability, and transparency? Because this isn't the only organization or national key point or symbolic structure that has been damaged in recent months or years. We just have to look at what's been happening with our water systems, our electrical systems, our railways, and other infrastructure.
Indeed, the symbolism out of this, one cannot really ignore it. I mean, if we cannot protect this infrastructure, you can imagine if you run a small business in town and Parliament is on fire, the infrastructure to even deal with the fire you can see is not adequate, and you cannot protect such national key point. You ask yourself on the main street as to whether we really feel safe in a situation such as that. Has it gone to that point whereby Parliament gets on fire and fire reignite? And what do we take out of that? Indeed, I think it should get us to reflect on our state of infrastructure, our state of democracy, and also the mere basics that we are now beginning to struggle to deal with fire, as in literally, but also politically as well. I mean, Parliament is becoming a house where parties are not agreeing. We don't know how it's going to look like, how they're going to process other bills if parties are this far from each other. And I think some politicians have got their foot in it already, saying that, look, who's going to miss Parliament anyway? It can be on fire. What difference is it going to make anyway? It is unfortunate. We shouldn't be getting to that point. That level of cynicism is indicative that something is wrong with our institution, and we can take this to say, what have we done? Where is our capacity to do even the basics of keeping buildings safe and standing?
Dr. Ralph Matecha, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and wishes back to you. You wished us at the beginning of the insert, and we'd like to wish you at the end of the insert a pleasant and prosperous 2022.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you.